Are you looking to get into anime? Probably. Do you already like anime?
Probably.
Well, either way, I have a solution for you. Hello, my name is GPC, Great Podcaster Cali, and welcome to the Home for Anime, where I have a new segment, literally titled Anime for Beginners. What is Anime for Beginners? Well, Anime for Beginners is going to be a regular thing that we do here at the Home for Anime, where we cycle genres and it gives me a chance to recommend shows and manga that would, of course, be good for beginners, but also gives me a chance to put in recommendations for shows that I can't really do full episodes on. I can't do everything. I'm sorry. But it's okay. And there are only a few rules. So with anime for beginners, we're going to cycle through genres, like I said. So maybe comedy, drama, fantasy, etc., etc. There's going to be 3 series per episode. And all that I'm going to give is the plot and why it would be good for beginners. And to start us off, Konosuba. I have tried several times to make an episode on Konosuba, and it has gone horribly wrong every single time. I kid you not. Konosuba is a comedy anime that is about a guy who dies a very embarrassing death, and he gets transported into another world. This is also what is known as an isekai, which is literally being transported to another world. Now, why is this one good for beginners? I'll tell you why. First and foremost, Konosuba is one of the funniest pieces of media that I have ever consumed in my entire life. Everything from the visual gags, the comedic timing, and the performances from everybody in the Japanese cast. I haven't watched the English dub, my apologies. It all just comes together so well. I want to say the first 2 seasons were done by Studio Dean, who we will talk about more in the future, but just know that they've done some really good stuff like Urusei Yatsura and Higurashi When They Cry. Aside from everything that I just said, and yes, it does give you a good introduction, not just to comedy anime, but also to the isekai genre, which has had a huge boom over the past, God, what year is it, 2024? Maybe 10 or 15 years. I think this one is the easiest point to get in there. So while you're laughing at the absurdity that is Konosuba, and while you are watching people who are, by all definition, absolute rejects, just come together and try and do some good, mainly in the name of self-preservation or glory, you're also dipping your toes into the isekai genre. But it's also kind of a tame way to get in because, friends, anime gets weird. Anime is very weird. It's not always tame. Which leads me to my next entry, Dragon Half.
How dare you, wench! You have committed a grievous sin! From that sneaky and treacherous blow, my mighty brain lost 100,003 cells!
Dragon Half is a really cute, really strange 2-episode OVA or original video animation from the 90s. And it is literally about a half-girl, half-dragon who idolizes a guy named Dick Saucer and ends up in a fighting tournament. It doesn't have any rhyme or reason. It gives you a taste of what quote-unquote retro anime was like, which is literally just anime from before the 2000s, where there is a lot of content there. There is a lot that you can learn from it. I would say this is just a really good entry point, but it's cute, it's funny, just something good to get you into the door. One, for comedy purposes, and two, so that way you can kind of get a feel of how diverse, one, anime is, and two, how far it's come and how different it gets between eras. The third option that I have for you, or I should say my third recommendation, Asobi Asobase. This is even weirder than Dragon Half, and it is literally just about three high school girls who do absolutely nothing but joke around. It's weird, but it's mainly because it is so slapstick. Imagine every cartoon that your parents may or may not have had you watch growing up. So imagine your Scooby-Doos, your Tom and Jerry's, your Looney Tunes, everything just all together, but just in a surreal but still relatively grounded package. There are some exaggerated faces, there are exaggerated movements, all of which add to the comedy, and it's relatively recent. It's the most recent on this list, and it's just a good way to integrate you into modern anime and into the comedy genre. Because believe it or not, not everybody finds every piece of comedy funny. So that's why I kind of tried to give you three relatively tame entry points. Because some people are bold enough to start with Golden Boy, and then they think everything is going to be to that degree. But we're not going to talk about Golden Boy today. Now, where can you find these? Well, Konosuba and Asobi Asobase are both on Crunchyroll. So Crunchyroll is, I want to say, I think I paid $12 a month for Crunchyroll. You might be able to get a free trial, I'm not sure. Dragon Half, I know for a fact you can watch on Retro Crush, which Retro Crush has a lot of retro anime. It is a great platform, and you can download it on your TV, which you can also do with Crunchyroll. I feel like a lot more people know about Crunchyroll than Retro Crush. You can watch all of them on your web browser, or you can download apps on your TV or your console, mainly for Crunchyroll, but for Retro Crush, it is mainly going to be your TV or your PC. And that's all for today's lesson. I hope this helps. I hope that you find something that you really like. And I hope you come back for more anime for beginners. I'm not sure which genre we'll go into next, but stay tuned. And with that, I am out.
That was educational.